Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Joy in the Morning by Christine Brown. Read by Leah Martin. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 35. When a storm of life rages all around us, it's hard to believe any relief waits beyond its terrifying fury. Gray clouds and devastating winds block our view of the coming sunrise. That's when we must have faith in the certainty that storms will eventually cease, that light will shine once again. Sometimes the storms we face are the kind that literally tear apart our homes and property, leaving destruction in their wake. But more often than that, we experience the storms of life that shake us to the core, the kind of storms that bring fear and cause us to doubt things will ever get better. These storms, too, like physical storms, threaten to destroy things. Things like families, our health, and our well-being. Thankfully, we have an unshakable promise to cling to when those storms come. The psalmist David knew how it felt to be surrounded by scary circumstances. He understood the need to cling to God when all hope seemed clouded by dark gray discouragement. Many of us have been there, where middle-of-the-night prayers feel like they aren't being heard, where loneliness and hopelessness thrive. But David relied on God's truth in desperate times, and his psalm is one we can claim today as our own. Midnight often seems like our darkest hour, but praise God for the promise of joy that comes with the morning. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 35. Are the storms of life closing in on you today? Have you been tossed by winds and rain that never seem to end? Take heart, dear child of God. Joy still comes in the morning. That's a promise from our Heavenly Father that never expires. The sun will rise again, and with it, unspeakable joy to fill our hearts. Let's pray in expectation of the joy that will come. Dear Lord, when I'm in the midst of a storm, I feel shaken. Fear and doubt try to take hold of my thoughts. In those times, it's hard to have hope. Thank you for the truth of your word that is powerful enough to cast out fear and doubt. The night may seem dark and scary, but you promise me that joy will come in the morning. Darkness has a way of deceiving my mind and heart, but I know Jesus is the light that pierces the darkness. So when I'm in those hard places, whether in the late night hours or surrounded by clouds, I can rest knowing you are there with me, comforting, protecting, and bringing supernatural peace. May the words of Psalm 30:5 be my heart's cry as I trust in you. The devastation will not last forever. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
God kept calling my heart. Like, I just knew he was my safe place.
I hope people don't walk away going, wow, you're really awesome. More than like, wow, Jesus is really interesting. And he's really awesome.
Everybody on this planet is dealing with some sort of what if.
How does that one courageous decision affect the whole world?
A ship in harbor is safe, but that's not what ships are built for.
If you were encouraged by what you just heard, please search Trevor Talks on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com.